While it was a winter wonderland around the NFL this weekend, Jaguars football feels like paradise once again. The bank was rocking on Thursday night. And the Jags are rolling with 3 wins in a row.
1, 2, 3, keep it tight.
Football is fun again. The Jags still have a chance to make it a December to remember. Jaguars All Access starts right now.
This is Jaguars All Access. Brought to you by EverBank, Jacksonville's home for banking, lending, and investing. Gate. NFL Ticket Exchange, powered by Ticketmaster, an official sponsor of the Jaguars.
Maurice Jones-Drew getting on a roll the last few games, but he may be hampered by a hamstring against Buffalo. Mojo won't practice until Friday. He's already listed as questionable for Sunday. That's the latest out of Jags headquarters today. Welcome to Jaguars All Access. I'm Brent Martineau, joined as always by Jeff Lagerman. Nice long weekend we had. And that's the only bad news we've heard in a while with this football team, so keep an eye on Mojo the remainder of the week.
Well, I think he's going to be okay. If there's any running back in the National Football League that's going to be able to come back from a hamstring, and there ain't many, it would be Maurice.
Well, he had a 100-yard game against the Texans. We are not alone tonight. A guy that may bench press us both on this show. We hope not, but he could. Roy Miller is a defensive tackle for the Jaguars, signed as a free agent by the Jags. 2009 third-round draft pick of Tampa Bay. He is a Texas Longhorn, one of many. Roy was born in Washington, but he has moved around. His dad was a soldier in the U.S. Army. And if there's ever a guy that could use a few extra days off, it's Roy Miller. Welcome to the show. Thanks for coming on All Access. And we get to talk about winning 3 in a row.
Man, it's been awesome. You know, you work so hard, you know, all year long. You know, we went through that stretch of, you know, just losing. And just to actually go out there and see all the hard work that you put in actually, you know, come to life on Sunday, it's one of the greatest feelings you could ever have.
That may be the most comfortable I've ever felt on this show. I mean, we got a defensive lineman up in here. You know, when you and Son Derek come on the show, it always feels better. You know, but one thing I do know is that when you play defensive line in the National Football League, it takes a toll on the body.
No doubt.
And you're playing where it's very loud. You're a nose tackle. How's the body?
The body, you know what, I really don't like to think about it too much, because when you do, you know, you start thinking about, oh, my knee or this or that, my shoulder. You know, really, I kind of worry about those things early in the week, but moving more towards like Thursday and Friday, I just got to tell myself, I'm perfect, I'm fine, I'm ready to go.
Well, and hopefully that perfect body will make the game better. And here are some top plays from the game from this past Thursday. So light 'em up.
Play number 3. We'll throw a couple in here against the Texans. How about Maurice Jones-Drew? Look at this run. This is an old Mojo kind of run. And then we'll get to Mercedes Lewis with maybe the best catch of his career.
Well, and these are explosive plays, Roy. And you guys talk about stopping them as a defense. You saw Maurice, and here's Mercedes for 41 yards. I mean, those are the type of plays that hurt a defense but help your offense score points.
No doubt. And they keep us off the field, man. What it does is demoralizes your defense. You know, you're wondering, hey, what happened? You know, who was out of place? Who was out their gap? And, you know, it just frustrates you, you know, to see these type of things that you preach, like, don't let it happen, and it happens. It can frustrate a defense.
Bet you're glad you don't have to tackle 32 anymore. Play number 2, pretty much a game-sealing interception for Geno Hayes, who's playing on one leg these days.
Well, and here's another warrior, Roy. I mean, guy's got a knee brace, Geno, and he does his job here. He sits down right where he needs to be. Now, look, I've got a question here. Geno gains yards. He centers the ball in the middle of the field. Was he or was he not aware to set it up for a possible field goal to send the score differential back to 7? Do we give him that much credit?
Absolutely not.
Yeah, I got to, you know, I'm kind of biased, but got to give my man Geno a little credit, man. He takes a lot of beatings in our room from time to time. The man came up with the catch, and I think he was thinking about all those things.
Wow, that's good heads-up play, then. We'll give him the credit. Roy says so, and he's bigger than me. And tricky Jed Fish, for play number 1. Ace Sanders on the double pass to Jordan Todman. Ace does it all.
He's a special athlete. And, Roy, you've seen the number of trick plays that Jed Fish has put in. You guys have been working on it since training camp. Did you think that he would actually dial it up in back-to-back weeks?
You know what? He's been surprising me. I mean, I've seen this in practice. It's one of those things you see, but like you kind of – you don't know if they're ever going to do it. And when I seen Ace come back around, I was like, here we go with that play. And it worked just like it did in practice. And, I mean, Coach is doing a great job.
Everybody raising their hand now. They all want to throw a touchdown pass in that locker room. Xfinity Speed play of the game, the Lightning Package. Explain, Jeff Lagerman.
Well, it's three Leos, which are the fast defensive end guys, and send Derek Marks and Roy. The interesting part is that the Lightning Package doesn't happen unless the guys that like to play where it's loud, like you, on first and second down, get it done to where it's a third and six or seven plus.
Yeah, first and second down is very important. We always talk about it. You know, you got to get them in situations to where it's second and eight or third and eight. In those situations, you know, it's easy or it's easier for the D-line to dial up a blitz or to dial up a rush that can get to the quarterback. And, you know, offensively, they're thinking, you know, on second down, we got to split the distance. You got to do these things. And so for offense to be backed up, for us to do our job on first and second down, it definitely, you know, just puts that in their mind and frustrates them as an offense.
Have you lobbied for a new package? Maybe call it Lightning and Thunder, to where you're the Thunder aspect of it, you know, bring the beef up in the middle with those three Leos?
You know what? It'll be coming soon. I'm looking forward to this offseason and taking care of some issues that I have, and I'm looking forward to it. I think next year, that's a big possibility.
Well, it's a part of Gus Bradley's defense, taken from Seattle. Of course, it's different than other defenses we see in the league. Mm-hmm. And the whole intent is to get the football, and you guys have been doing that lately. That's the biggest difference. You look at 4 out of 5, you've been forcing turnovers, giving the offense the ball in good position.
Yeah, no, that's what we preach all the time, Coach Babbage, all the time. We'll be defined by scoring and getting the ball back. And, I mean, you just see it. In practice, we talk about it every day. We talk about how many strip attempts we get throughout the day, how many picks. We even got a turnover Thursday where the day is all about, you know, seeing who's going to win, the offense or the defense, who's going to turn the ball over or who's not. And so it's just something that we preach all the time. Even if you watch when the guys drop a pass, you see guys running to scoop the ball up. And stuff like that we preach and practice, and it's just great to see it come to light in the game.
Well, and here are the numbers. I mean, for your football team, in the first 8 games, turnover differential, which is number one determining factor in all of football. You guys were -7 the last 5 games, +5. And as a defense, in the first 8 games, you only took the ball away 8 times. In the last 5 games, you took it away 10 times, and you had 2 safeties. So the defensive improvement has been very easy to see, and those numbers are probably the most important.
Yeah, I mean, I think, and we kind of knew it would be a process. You know, we got a 3-4-3 look, and we got a bunch of young guys playing as well. And really the scheme itself, it requires some time, you know, and guys, we just believed and we kept, you know, just grinding and trying to learn and try to study. And really, you know, the best part of, you know, actually learning is going out there together and doing it and going out there and you know, seeing the mistakes happen. And, you know, when you see it happen and you go through it, you know, I think that's the best learning experience. And I think we're at the point right now where we're getting past all the little mistakes and we're playing more for each other. And so I think right now we're at a good place, but we definitely need to continue to get better.
Defenses take pride in getting turnovers. And the other thing they take pride in is being on the field to win the football game at the end. The Jags had the opportunity to do that 3 times in the last 5 minutes, and they got it done on Thursday night. They were also inspired by their defensive coordinator right before they went back on the field, Bob Babbage, in the huddle. Take a listen.
So we got to get it taken care of. Everybody good? Fundamentals, man. Get it squared away.
You don't see that on the sideline all the time now, Roy. Bob Babbage took everybody over there from the defense. He knew you guys were going to have to go back on the field once, maybe 2 more times. How about the relationship there between this coaching staff and your defense? There seems some continuity there we haven't seen in Jacksonville in a while.
Well, you know what? It really starts with Coach Gus. You know, he provides this very positive environment, and it just makes you more optimistic. You know, it makes you want to dig deep into yourself and try to bring the best out of yourself. You know, instead of me being scared or, you know, being coercing and doing something, I mean, you actually want to dig deep and try to do things that are going to make him happy and make the team better. And so it starts with Coach Gus, but he has a great staff. You know, everybody underneath him is positive. Everybody, you know, from, like you said, Babbage to Coach Wash, all these guys, all they do is preach about getting better. Mm-hmm. And when we focus on that, instead of worrying about, you know, the score or this play or that play, when we always talk about stacking it up. You know, no matter what happens, you just continue to play. Good plays, bad plays, you just keep playing. And when you got that mind frame, it's easy to go out there and play.
You've stacked three wins in a row together. Roy Miller, more with him coming up on Jaguars All Access in just a moment. But right now it's time for a little trivia as we head for our first timeout. First, let's last week's answer. The quarterback in 2007 for the Jags when they won in Tampa was Quinn Gray. Here is tonight's question now. Roy Miller grew up in Killeen, Texas, and attended the University of Texas. What famous rock and roll icon lived in Killeen while he was stationed at Fort Hood for Army training? I think Roy knows the answer. If you think you know the answer, email us at triviamail@jaguars.com, and you could win a $100 gift certificate from fanatics.com. Still ahead on Jaguars All Access, Paul Fuzlesny against former Jaguar Greg Jones. Jeff breaks down a key matchup from Thursday.
I'm John Osier, and coming up in the Ozone, I'll show you that I really was ready for prime time.
Great job, man. Great job. That's how you do it.
Plus, another fun post-game locker room. We'll hear from the head coach. But first, here are your Southern Ford dealers' sounds of the game.
What's up, baby? Time.
Great to be back. I gotta get him to say my name one time.
You give all you got tonight, you gonna like what you see.
The fade to the corner. Got it. Mercedes Lewis, touchdown. Any play action. Gonna go deep down the middle. Oh, what a catch by Lewis. Throws to the goal line. This one is caught by Shorts. Touchdown, Jacksonville. Here's a quick throw. Might be a double pass. It is. Lofted it out to the end zone. Caught. Todman from Ace Sanders. Touchdown.
Now, as soon as they change the string motion, that goes to Big Swap. Okay, Big Swap, and you take the buzz off, all right?
Matt has time, rips it across the middle, and there is an interception. Geno Hayes has got it back for the Jaguar. And Jacksonville has reversed the curse. For the first time since November 25th of last year, they've won one at home.
This is Jaguars All Access. This is Jaguars All Access. Brought to you by EverBank, Jacksonville's home for banking, lending, and investing. Gate. Baptist Health, changing healthcare for good. Florida Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services.
Welcome back to Jaguars All Access. I'm Brent Martineau, more with Roy Miller and Jeff Logman coming up in just a moment. But right now, I have no idea what to expect in this next segment. Jaguars.com senior writer John Osier had a few extra days to think, which could be dangerous for all of us. Here's Johnny O in the CBEST Ozone.
I'm John Osier with tonight's Ozone Question. And Jackie from Orange Park, Florida writes, what a night, a victory over the hated Texans. Electricity at the bank, all on Throwback Thursday. What about you, Ozone? Were you ready for primetime? Well, no doubt.
It's time for Jaguars football. Oh! The guys are ready. It's time to be bad. The pressure is building underneath the pad. The house is rocking, so let's all cheer. Stand up for what you love, because it's all here. Ooh, stand up and stop the Jaguars football.
Osier and Shadrick always end up near the cheerleaders, right? More from the Ozone on Jaguars.com right now, and more of Jaguars All Access right now with Roy Miller and Jeff Logeman, Baptist Health Smart Board. We're going to stick right here and talk about some of the dynamics. I want to talk a little bit more about that lightning package, because I think the folks at home are interested about a package that really took shape during the bye week, right? They come off that 0-8, they go back, look at tape, and then you install a little bit more or stick with what works, and this is what they find.
Well, and correct me if I'm wrong, Roy, but what makes that package so dynamic is that you get speed on the field, first off, but then it also gives you a lot of flexibility as a play caller, because all three of your defensive ends that are on the field up for that lightning package all have the ability to drop into coverage.
Exactly. And then, you know, you got three of your most athletic guys out there. Like you said, they can definitely drop into coverage, but then they also bring a different threat to the offensive line. Now, all of a sudden, they don't have the, you know, the guy that's going to come in and pound, you know, the center, or, you know, they don't know what to think, basically. And so, you know, to bring Ryan in there and have him standing up, you know, it just brings another threat to the defense.
Okay, usually we do a little film room segment here, and we're actually going to have it on Jaguars.com. There's a couple plays, you know, even though everybody likes to talk about the lightning package and the sexy, fast, athletic guys, there was a couple plays in that game, and I know you've watched the film. One of them, which I'm going to show on Jaguars.com, Tyson Alualu hits Dwayne Brown, picks him up, and throws him out of the bar about 4 yards back.
Oh, man.
Did he get a lot of? Did he get a round of applause in the
for
that?
I mean, Branch's exact words were it was that was the most explosive thing I've seen all year, and I mean that Tyson is a, you know, definitely very explosive, and he came off that ball and hit that man so hard. I mean, if you haven't seen it, you got to go check it out on the website.
Gonna have it on Jaguars.com this week. The other play that really stuck out in my mind, Paul Posluszny versus Greg Jones.
Yeah.
Greg Jones has got a reputation one of the most physical players there is, and Paul Posluszny and him, it looked like two rams on top of a mountain like that.
Yeah. The funny thing was I heard them, like, they were kind of talking to each other in the game, and, you know, Greg was like, oh, you got me right there. Plus, you know, he's like, all right, that's all good, buddy. You know, like, just the relationship they got, you know. But they're in there cracking heads every single play, and, I mean, Paul's really lit them up on one of those. You should... Hope you got that one on the website.
I'll have that one as well.
Cracked him. Gosh, the whole room lit up. We were like, oh.
That's one heck of a tease right there. Jaguars.com, Baptist Health, Smartboard, Jeff will diagram both of those plays. They were good ones. We will have more with Roy Miller and Jeff Logman coming up in just a moment. More to come right here on Jaguars All Access, delivering the message. Roy Miller gets the Jags going on Sundays before kickoff. We'll talk pregame speeches next. But first, here's Jags Wired from Sunday featuring safety Winston Guy. Listen in.
Oh, they got me mic'd up today. First time in my NFL career. Oh, they got me mic'd up. They're going to be like, they're going to see the real me. I see Winston Guy. Are you about to finish, bro?
Home-cooked meal, like chicken, collard greens, mac and cheese. Gotta have the baked beans, bro. Love the baked beans.
This is Jaguars All Access.
Today, the question is, can we do it from the first play and take it all the way through?
Yep.
Let's start from the first play and go all the way through. That's what we gotta do today.
Well, that's the Roy Miller on the field, the guy I wouldn't want to mess with. The guy you're seeing in the other box there is the Roy Miller here on Jaguars All Access. And he's a heck of a guy, one nice guy. I don't mind being a couple feet away from him here. Welcome back to the show. I'm Brent Martin along with Jeff Logerman and defensive tackle Roy Miller. What goes into the pregame speeches? I know you carefully carve these things out before games.
You know what? It's just something that really just comes from the heart. You know, it really does. I mean, I do read a lot of books and stuff like that. And sometimes I'll read something and I'll be like, you know what, I should bring that to the team or just whatever, you know, because sometimes it's a different, like, you know,
you're sounding like Gus Bradley. I mean, he does a lot of reading and pulls things from different books. I mean, you're talking about doing the same thing.
Hey, I'm trying to be like the head man. They call that a company man where we're from, where I'm from, but. No, I mean, like last week, you know, you really got to think about what the team needs to hear. You know, we've been winning, you know, so you got to change it up. When we were losing, you got to change it up to like, hey, let's keep believing, let's keep fighting. When you're winning, you got to keep the guys like, hey, you can't take it, you know, all the way. You know, you can't think we got this. You got to keep fighting. You know, you got to stay hungry, and you got to find ways to try to motivate the guys, even though, you know, we're winning. And so, I mean, I definitely have to try to find ways to cater it to the team. But like you were saying, the hardest part about it is I'm beat up myself, and I got to try to motivate these guys. You know, they looked at me.
It's called leadership.
It's called leadership.
That's right.
That's what it is.
That's a good thing. Hey, we're going to have more with Roy Miller coming up in just a moment, including how much he can bench press. But for appearing on tonight's show, you are going to receive a limited edition Bueller Swiss watch, Roy. Bueller Swiss watches are the official watch of the Jacksonville Jaguars, and they are available at fine jewelers throughout Northeast Florida. Still more ahead on Jaguars All Access. The Jags are trying to keep the streak alive. Plus, the pride of the Jaguars, former quarterback Mark Brunell, goes in on Sunday.
We said, you don't have to set world records, man. You don't have to do that. You just have to be at your personal best. That's all you got to do. Yep. Week in and week out, that's a challenge. We challenge you. I heightened the environment because I knew there'd be extra distractions just to give us that test to see how.
This is Jaguars All Access.
Welcome back here to Jaguars All Access. I'm Brent Martin along with Jeff Lagerman and Roy Miller. We promised we'd tell you how much he can bench press. I've read a number before, but I want to hear it for sure. Strong man, how much can you do?
You know, usually I could bench press around 540.
540?
What's your best?
Nowhere near that, I tell you that right now.
I'm a bar guy.
Are you? That's 45 pounds, by the way, Brent.
540?
Yeah.
And squat like what, 625, did I read?
Yeah.
Back in your heyday?
Back in the day, I could squat close to 700.
I did. Now, I did that.
That's a strong man.
Yeah, I had the college record for my position group, 630 in college.
Yeah.
But, you know, I was 6'6" and wow. 235
pounds. That's amazing.
Pounds.
That's all right. You guys
but now
can,
540, no.
You guys can duke it out here in a couple moments, but we got to say goodbye. Thanks
Thank
to Roy Miller for coming in. Jeff Lagerman, John Osher, of course, I'm Brent Martino. Thanks for watching Jaguars All Access. We will see you Sunday at the bank. Mark Brunell goes into the pride, and the Jags go for four in a row. Have a good night.